God bless you again. We have come to join you with Brother Melvin Slade on this godly program entitled Gospel for the Glory of Jesus on KRAJ 100.9 FM. This is a great program, man. I appreciate Brother Slade, who is a member of Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima, where my wife and I, Prophetess Gloria Broaddus, and myself are pastoring. And Brother Slade does a wonderful job working with the ministries God has given us. Today I am celebrating the Lord in my own life. As all of us, God is good. Psalm 136 says, "Oh, give thanks to the Lord, for he is good." Hey, "for his mercy endures forever." Oh, give thanks to the God of God, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever. When the psalmist talks about God's mercy, he refers to the one gracious, forgiving, loving God who is forever faithful in reaching out to his people in their need. His mercy, hallelujah, endures forever. When the psalmist talks about endure, that word endurance means remain, continue, carry on through. And when he says forever, forever is forever, which is eternally. And I stand today in this new year of 2015 declaring that Apostle William Talbot Broaddus will give thanks unto the Lord because he is good and his mercy does endureth forever. The reason my heart is made glad is because 5 years ago I was diagnosed with leukemia. 5 years ago, the doctors informed my family and I that I wouldn't live past 3 months. 5 years ago, we began to talk to the Lord and ask the Lord for a little more time to complete my mission on this earth. 5 years ago, my son, Bishop Michael Marcus Broaddus, pastor of the Grace Temple Baptist Church of Los Angeles called a prayer meeting, and pastors and evangelists and preachers and teachers and community gathered at Calvary Baptist Church and talked to God about my condition 5 years ago. I entered, glory to God, the hospital. I entered the place where God would communicate with me, because the doctor said that if I could find a bone marrow match, then I can enter the hospital and praise God that if the bone marrow was a perfect match, they felt I stood a chance. Matter of fact, their words were a 50-50 chance. But I want you to know I'm glad I don't serve a 50-50 God. The God I serve, if you ask him, he is faithful and just to answer our request. And so Jesus said, I can use his name, and in the name of Jesus, we ask God to bring healing into my body. 5 years ago, I had a bone marrow transplant. And this was January the 30th. And 5 years later, I'm still here. 5 years later, I am still preaching and teaching the Word of God. 5 years later. So God is good. And that's why today I can invite you to give thanks, hey, to the Lord. Why? Because he is good. And not only that, his mercy endures forever. I am 5 years old from the point of receiving my brother's bone marrow. My brother Zedar Brothers. I'm 5 years old from the time I entered the hospital and they issued or worked on this body of mine. 5 years later, City of Hope can declare that they gave me the bone marrow and put it in my body, and praise God, I'm still here. And so I just want to say to you, because I'm full today, because my heart is made glad, because without a doubt, God is good. And whatever we thank God for yesterday, hallelujah, we can thank God for today and have the same confidence that we are able to thank the same God for some of his same acts in our lives tomorrow. Oh, give thanks, Psalms 136 says, to the Lord. Why? Because God is good. And I want to encourage somebody, when the enemy tries to convince you that it's over, you tell the lying devil, it is not over until God of creation declares it's over. The goodness of God is not some mythological concept of goodness. When we talk about the goodness of God, we describe an attribute or characteristic of God. God is good. And there is a popular saying that many believers use that I hope does not become an empty phrase. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. When we use that phrase, I trust we are honestly thinking about the experience we've had with the Lord. Recognize it from our hearts that we have discovered God indeed is good. God is not sometimes good. He is eternally good. He was good before we arrived on planet Earth, and he will remain good forever after we have been transitioned into our place of eternity. I want you to know today, hallelujah, goodness is a perfection of God's character. And we must thank God because he is forever good. Did you hear me? Thank God. Because the God we serve, the God of our creation, he is forever good. In his compassion, he's good. In wisdom, God is good. In giving, God is good. In loving, God is good. In long-suffering, in saving act, in salvation, he's good. In his promises, he is good. In forgiving us, he's good. In his creative work, he is good. And in his benevolence, God is good. I have somebody out there listening to me today can acknowledge in their own heart that God is good. And I'd like to invite you, wherever you are, in your bedroom, in your kitchen, in your living room, driving in your car, wherever you are today, just holler out, God, you are good. You're good, you're good, you're good, you're good, you're good. For unto eternity, he's good. That is, it is ever the same. It never changes. Isn't it never exhausted? It is found in all his dealings, in all his acts towards his creature and creatures, and ever will be good. In our lives, we must be able to see that it's called God. God is superior to anything that is called God, or that is adorned by the nations of the earth, above all whom the nature name God is ever applied. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the only true and living God. Oh, give thanks to him today. Give thanks to him because none can stand beside him as an equal. When the doctor said that you got leukemia, Pastor Broaddus, my thoughts were not of gloom and doom. When my daughter said, Daddy, what do you want to do? Do you want to fight? And I thank God that I was able to tell her that I will fight. I won't give up my life because God has more work for me to do. And whoever you are, what if the doctors are giving you some bad news, don't take it as being final. Because I want you to know all sickness is not unto death. God can deliver you. But I want you to know when you've been delivered, give God the praise. Because Jehovah alone is the God of gods and the Lord of lords. For the followers of the Lord Jesus, there's only one God. In 1 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5 and 6, the apostle writes, "For even if there are so-called gods, whether in heaven or on earth, as there are many gods and many lords, yet for us there is one God and Father, of whom all things, of whom are all things, and we for him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, through whom are all things and through whom we live." Even if someone would want to argue in some other God, we, the believers, give thanks to the only true and living God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Oh, give thanks, for his mercy endureth forever. The Lord, a ruler of all in authority, he's God. He rules all kings and princes. He's God. He is supreme over all. This is an attribute of divinity, yet this is ascribed to the Lord Jesus, thus proving that he is divine. Thank God for his mercy today. Thank God for his goodness. Every time you wake up in the morning, don't take that wake up for granted. Tell him, "God, thank you." If you can't remember anything else, say, "God, thank you for waking me up today. Thank you for the activity of my limbs. Thank you, God, for health and strength. Thank you, God, for food on my table. Thank you. Because I know your mercy endures forever." Oh, give thanks, I'd say. Thank God. Praise God. Praise him. Praise him. He is our all and all. What are you going through today? I tell you, don't sit down and wallow in your problem. Take your problems to God. Bow down on your knees, for God alone is able to pull you out of the dunghill of life. God will fix it. I said, God will fix it. You have to trust in him. And I say, when you take it to him, you can say like the psalmist, "Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the God of God, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of Lords, for his mercy endures forever." You tell your friends and neighbors, as I close this section of the word, you tell them that in your life, you will proclaim, no matter what you're going through, no matter how hard it is, you're going to thank God. And the reason you're going to thank him is because his mercy endures, how long? Forever. God bless you. And God keep you.